This is a podcast that you want to come to, where we're supporting all women who are going through different things or have gone through different things and want to stop by and encourage and say something that will uplift and inspire another female. So, thank you for stopping by, and I hope you enjoy this episode.
Hello, Miss Tabby. Thank you for inviting me on your podcast this evening. My name is Lynette McCoy, and you can find me on Facebook at Lynette McCoy, or you can find me on Instagram at LynetteNicole_. Today, I just wanted to come on and express the way I feel about how, as women, we are sometimes guided and led to, you know, sit down, have a seat, you know, not speak our mind, not speak up for ourselves, and not really express how we are feeling in the moment. See, I used to have this issue where I would hold on to my feelings. I wouldn't speak about how I felt in any given situation. I wouldn't talk about how I felt in any given situation, and I wouldn't necessarily express myself. So I felt like a doormat a lot of the time. I felt like there was a lot of things that I left unsaid. I had a lot of unfinished business with people because of the simple fact that I would not speak on how they were treating me or how they were making me feel at the moment. I even found myself doing this in my corporate daily life. You know, my coworkers would make me feel underappreciated. My managers would make me feel like I had nothing to offer or nothing good to say, even in staff meetings where the forum was open floor style. And every time I would speak, it would be like, oh, you know, Lynette is speaking again. So it led me to. So then I decided that one day that I was just done being quiet, shrinking myself down to size to make other people feel comfortable with themselves. I started saying, you know, it doesn't matter if you don't like what I have to say. It doesn't matter if you don't think that my words are valuable, but I'm here to tell you that I do have something to say, and that what I say is valuable. It brings value to the conversation. It brings value to this company. It brings value to this meeting. And then I said, I do this in my relationship as well, where I allow my boyfriend or whomever to tell me how they feel, and then I allow them to not give myself the opportunity to speak. So at that point, I decided that I was also going to speak up in my relationship, because I wasn't about to let someone just make me feel insignificant, even in my own home, or even when it's the person that I'm supposed to, you know, be loving, and who's supposed to be loving me back, but he doesn't want to hear what I have to say. So it just became like forcing myself to say, listen, this is what I have to say. I do not like the way you're treating me in this moment. I do not like the way you're speaking to me right now. You know, not nitpicking, not nagging, not, you know, whatever it is they like to call it. I was speaking my truth, and I was not going to allow anyone to keep shutting me up or shutting me down. So that's my truth in reference to just learning how to. Hopefully, this message comes across to someone who is in need of learning how to be the biggest, brightest version of themselves without feeling like they are supposed to shrink themselves down to size and become bite-sized or fun-sized to make other people feel okay with themselves. A lot of times, other people will make you feel less than because of how they feel. That's how they feel about themselves. So they start projecting how they feel about themselves onto you. And I was not going to do that or allow that in my life anymore. So I decided that I was just going to continue to speak up and speak out loud. And I hope I help someone else do the same. I hope I help someone else do the same, you know, feel differently about what it is that they would like to say to people, how it is they would like to express themselves. You know, I had a real rough time, you know, learning how to not be so blunt, because a lot of people can't handle bluntness really well. So I spent a lot of time trying to unsharpen my tongue, because I learned that it's not necessarily what I was saying, but how I was saying it that really offended people, and it really turned people off. So I had to learn that I didn't have to be quiet because I was blunt. I just learned to rephrase what it is I was saying and change my tone. So maybe this, I'm hoping that this segment really helps someone look at how they are shrinking themselves and crowding themselves down for someone else. And I want them to really unmute themselves. It's time to speak up, ladies. It's time to speak up and talk about our feelings, talk about our desires, talk about how and what it is that we want, even in our careers, with our spouses, with our, you know, what we want for dinner, what we would like to eat for breakfast, what we would like for lunch, things of that nature. I feel like the reason why we always say we don't know, we're indecisive, is because we've been used to being muted all the time. And it's just time to speak up. And hopefully I help someone.